There you go. Well, good to be with you folk this afternoon. Listen over to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. So it's good last night watching the teens and young adults at that dinner, getting around like kookaburras and everything. I did ask Pastor Mark why there wasn't any chickens or roosters. I said, no, we'll just leave that one alone. So we always, if you weren't there, what do you mean by that? Oh, if you weren't there last night, you missed it.
Yes.
You had to find your own group, and you had to sound like one of four birds. And, you know, there was a kookaburra and a rosella. I don't know who thought of rosella. I like the crows. Even before he said crow, I said to my wife, I said, he would have a crow. Now we have crows. All these people getting around. So it was a riot watching everybody. We're going to be in Psalm 100 today. As I gave thought to speaking to this group of people, I tried to look back on my life, where I was at in my young adulthood, and whatever hood or ship it is, and I was just trying to think, where was I at? And this psalm sort of like puts in a nutshell some things that I wish I knew then that I know now. You ever seen those things? What would you write to your younger self? Well, you're too young to write to your younger selves, aren't you? But when you start getting a bit of age on you, you can look back and think, "What? I wish I knew that then." I like asking missionaries and men in ministry, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you started? And I'll tell you, I wish I knew. We don't know what we don't know until we need to know it. And by the time we need to know it, we don't know it. And then we're trying to figure, well, how do I learn to do on-the-job training? And Christian life sometimes is on-the-job training. You go through, oh, I wish I knew that. I wish I'd... And we go back. So we're going to be in Psalm 100. Let's open in a word of prayer first. Our Father, God, how we need thee this morning. Lord, it's been good to be in church. And Father, I ask that you'd please help us here, Lord, as we take some time to open your word again. I pray, God, there'd be a liberty here this morning in the pulpit to minister your word. I pray, God, for that inspiration, for the Holy Spirit of God to speak. And God, for these folk to hear. And may, God, they get something that's going to help them. Lord, help us, we pray, Father, to have a closer walk with thee. Lord, to walk taller, to walk as conquerors. And we ask it in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. We see, as the psalm starts there, we see some noise. Make a joyful noise. These things are just by way of introduction. We see a joyful noise. Now in our churches, you know, that joyful noise, well, our churches can be sometimes filled with a holy grunt. You hear something great. Oh, that's great. But a joyful noise is, that's a joyful grunt. And sometimes, you know, man, it's a joyful noise. It doesn't always have to be pleasant to the ear. I was in a church once, and the lady playing the piano, she was an accomplished pianist. But there's a guy that would sit on the front row. Sorry, Brother Dennison, but there's a guy sitting over here where Giffo's sitting, and he would sing to his heart's content, and he was so bad he'd put her off. A joyful noise. And folks, a joyful noise. Sing a joyful noise. Have a joyful noise. It talks about a noise there. But notice there, it talks about service. And serving the Lord with gladness. And If you're not serving the Lord with gladness, probably good to stop serving. You're a bad testimony. You're a bad advertisement. You want someone that's going to have a good advertisement, don't you? I tell you, serving the Lord is great. It's good and it's a blessing. You learn a lot. You learn along the way. You learn what to do. You learn what not to do. But it talks about service. Come into His presence with singing. Ah, well, maybe the joyful noise isn't quite audible, but there it says singing. I work out in the coal mines in central Queensland. I'm a tradie. And there'll be some guys, they'll be getting along singing a song or whistling. They'll be doing something. And I say, now stop that. And they look at me and I says, singing and humming is a sign of happiness. If the company sees that you're happy at work, they're going to change your conditions. Just leave it alone. And they're looking at you like, really? I said, I'm messing with you. Just keep on singing whatever it is. And they get down the road. You know, Christian, sing. It's so much easier to sing when the grace of God has done, when you've experienced the grace of God and you can sing. Man, if you sing like old mate on the front row, man, have at it. You know, man, go for it. If you sing melodious, we're all envious. Okay? If you sing really nice, we're envious. We wish we could do that. But we can't. But sing. But this is what I want to get to this morning. Verse 3. This afternoon. Man, I've begun already. I've gone from morning to evening. Afternoon. Verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. He says, I want you to know this. I want you to know that the Lord, He is God. Colon. It is He that made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. If you'll learn that verse, the truth of it, it's going to help you. Now let's break it down into three areas. Number one, it says there, it is He that made us and not we ourselves. Now, with that thought, come over to Jeremiah. Hold your place here. Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1. Paul says, the psalmist writes, know ye. Now, Paul over in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, he said, that I may know him. That I may know him. Do you know, young adult, it's possible for you to know God? He's not so high and lift up. He's not so far away. He's not so distant. You can know him. You can walk with him day after. Think of the greatest saint that you know, and you can walk with him just like that greatest saint. You can know him. And young adults, if you'll know him when you're young, you can just keep walking and walking and walking. It said that the child Samuel heard God's voice. If I called any of you a child, you'd be offended. Oh, you're a child. Oh, I am not. Be all indignant. No, I'm not. I'm in grade 12. Oh, good for you. If you're still in grade 12 and you're in your 20s, you're in trouble. It says the child Samuel knew God's voice. You reckon you can know God's voice? Was it only for your pastor? Or was it only for your parents? Is it only for that missionary? That Paul, the psalmist said, know ye. There's some things you've got to know. Firstly, I want you to know God made you. He made you exactly as you are today. He made you.
Do you know that? You'll know it here, but you don't think it here. Because if I gave every one of you a piece of paper and a pen, and I said to you, write down on that piece of paper what you would change about yourself. And I reckon you'd come up with more than one. Because God made you exactly as you need to be for his purpose. Jeremiah 1, look at Jeremiah 1. Verse 4, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. So Jeremiah was a prophet, not just to the nation of Judah, the kingdom of Judah. But he was a prophet to the nations. You get to the end of Jeremiah's writing, and he has words of prophecy. I think it's to 11 different countries. That was for that time, the near future of that time, and for our future still. God said, Jeremiah, I've called you. But notice as that verse starts, he says, I formed thee. I formed in the belly. I formed thee in the belly. Before I formed in the belly, I knew thee. That word knew, if you look up an old dictionary, one of the definitions of that word knew, the word know, is to choose, to favour. Before Jeremiah was born, God had in mind what he was going to do with Jeremiah, and he made him